If you're not into indie rock music or from the Eau Claire area, you might not be familiar with Bon Iver or the band's frontman Justin Vernon. But last night, the eclectic group, known for its mellow sounds and intricate harmonies, took two Grammy Awards for Best New Artist and Best Alternative Album of 2011. Back in Vernon's hometown, there was celebration and a sense of pride through association. Lainey Hoffman is a junior at UW-Eau Claire, studying psychology in pre-med. She says watching a fellow alum make their dreams come true is nothing short of inspirational.
You just feel a connection with them, that they have been in the same place as you have, and now they're doing these great things that are world-renowned. It's really cool.
Bruce Herring was Vernon's high school band director for 4 years. He says Vernon was a humble musician who played his parts and didn't show off. Now he says Vernon's talent speaks for itself.
It's really great to see him. Here he is. He was a kid on a stage at Memorial in Eau Claire, helping out in the band. And now here he is as a man standing on a stage collecting a Grammy in Hollywood.
Herring says Vernon's Grammy wins provide the ultimate teaching opportunity. He says good things come to those who wait and work hard.
He's now pushing 30 now, and he's been trying to do this since he was in high school, so it's not exactly an overnight sensation for him.
Bon Iver edged out groups like Nicki Minaj and the band Perry for Best New Artist, and their album Holocene topped others by artists like Death Cab for Cutie and Radiohead. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.